That's toast. Just toast.
Slice 13?
Oh, it's unlucky. Of course it is.
Oh, it is, yeah. This is probably the last one we're going to be able to do because social isolation is essentially in effect. What have we got today?
We've got Warburton's medium slice. Toasty? Is it toasty?
No, I don't think
Warburton's medium.
Just Warburton's medium. We're going to do some bread and we're going to do some toast, so I'll put the toast down. I'll go and put it down now.
Okay. Oh, that sounded good.
It does. It doesn't quite fit in the toaster. That's the only issue.
So that's got to be points down on it already. Because ours is a standard toaster. Yeah, the toaster doesn't fit in there. Yeah. That's no good.
Yeah, I agree. We've got some bread to try. We've got fresh spread this time.
Love it.
As you can probably tell, Mike isn't here again. He's still...
Coroned.
He's still suffering.
He's got the symptoms, basically.
Yeah.
So he's got to stay away from us so we don't get it. So, I mean, it feels all right. It feels all right. We've spread it on there.
Yeah, we've had it out preparing for this for so long that it's gone a bit stale.
Yeah, that's not the bread's fault, though, I don't think.
No. All right, let's bite in. This is the bread.
It's a nice slice, I think.
I'm so glad I can put the spread on thick again. I've missed it.
We're not doing our bloody corona rationing anymore.
Nah, we thought, fuck it. If we're going to die, we're going to go out in style.
I like it.
Toast up
already. Bloody hell.
Yeah, I kind of like it as well, but it's just a bit...
Do you want me to turn that toast over so we toast the top? Because look, you can see it from here.
Oh yeah.
It's not quite ready.
No, that's not proper toast at all. It's basically warm bread in there, isn't it?
I think this will make a good sandwich, to be fair.
Yeah, it's alright. It's nothing special. There's nothing like interesting about it. It's just you bite into it and you get exactly what you think you're going to get.
Hmm.
I think I'm going to rate it, even though I haven't even finished it yet, but...
I've had worse, though. I've had a lot worse.
I've had a lot better.
This is true.
I think maybe 6.1.
Yeah?
Yeah, I know that's quite low, but...
That is low.
But I know there's so much better bread out there.
My problem is they're trying to sell this as medium bread when it's clearly thin.
Oh, it is really
thin.
This
is not a medium slice, I'm sorry. Let me check that toast. Oh, that looks good.
I'll bring it over.
There you go.
Nice.
Get the spread on. What do you think visually?
I know we've had to rotate it once, but surprisingly, it's quite uniform. Well, on one side it is, on the other side it's not quite as good, but... I think it looks alright. Like, I like a thin slice of toast. I'm not the biggest fan of thin bread, but as toast, it's a good thing. Although I am coming round to the thicker slice, to be honest.
I think both has their benefits. You can get a good thin slice, you can get a good thick slice. I'm not against a thin slice. I know Mike is.
Yeah.
I think a thin slice can work.
Yeah, me too. It depends what you're doing with it, doesn't it? If you want something to hold something, you want it to be thin because you don't want to have to care about the bread. When like something like this would work fine. But if you want a sandwich because you love bread, or if you want to eat some beans on toast and you really want to enjoy the toast or soak something up with it, then you want a thick slice.
Mm.
Right, let's bite in. Again, same with the bread, it's just what you expect.
It's average toast.
There's nothing wrong with that. I do like the crust. The crust tastes like the top crust tastes alright.
Mmm. The crust are good.
It hasn't really sunk at all.
It's kept its form factor.
Mmm.
I think it's a good bit of toast. It's not incredible, but it's solid.
I think if you bought this and went home, toasted it and ate it, you wouldn't be disappointed.
No, no way.
You wouldn't tell anyone, and you wouldn't remember you ate toast 5 minutes after you finished. But
you wouldn't be screaming from the rooftops, but you might pop another one down. I think you might have a second one. A second slice could definitely be on the books.
I don't think it would. If you were still hungry, you wouldn't think twice about it. But you wouldn't go, that was really nice. I'm full, but I want some more.
I agree.
I think it is missing something.
I think the thicker version is way better. Even though it's the same bread, just making it thicker delivers.
The bottom crust does look and feel quite pallid. I don't know if that's the right word.
Quite what?
Pallid.
What the hell does that mean?
I don't really know, but I've heard it used for people like if you're looking a bit ill, you know, like if you've got like a bit of leukemia or something.
Wow.
Or you've just got like a really bad cold and you're kind of a bit grey and just drained and
you've got
like there's not much COVID-19. Life if you've got COVID-19,
yeah.
It looks a little bit like Mike. This crust.
It looks like Mike.
Right, what are you going to give it?
I think the bread is a 6. Mm-hmm. Just a standard straight 6. I think the toast is maybe like a 6.6, 6.7?
Yeah, I was thinking 6.5.
Yeah.
For the toast. It's better as toast, for sure.
Definitely better as toast.
Most things are.
That's true. But yeah, I'm going to go 6.6 for that.
Alright, sounds good. We bought it in just a little shop, like a little corner shop type deal.
It was one of the only loaves left.
It was, yeah. There was the thick cut, which we've tried before, quite recently, I think.
Mm.
And this one, which I think we have tried before as well, but not quite so recently. Yeah, they didn't really have many options, did they? But then again, the world's ending.
Yeah, everyone's ransacking everything.
Chaos on the streets.
Yeah. You know, people are like beating each other over toilet rolls and whatever else.
Yeah, it's all fun and games.
How
much was it? Can you remember?
$125.
Quite expensive then. Mm. But then again, it was like a little corner shop.
Yeah, they always stick their little
markup.
Exactly.
Yeah.
They don't buy it in bulk like the supermarkets do, so they've got to have a little bit of extra on the top.
Yeah, they're also greedy bastards. So.
And that as well. But I'm. For a corner shop price, $125 for that loaf isn't too bad. I know you can get a way better loaf, way cheaper in a supermarket, but this is corner shop, you know.
Mm.
I'm not against paying $125 for that loaf.
No. Alright, perfectly average bit of bread then.
Mm.
Good job.
There's not a lot to say about it, really.
No, it's just average. We'll have to get some more interesting breads in this loaf, because it's been really boring so far.
We got to mix it up. I think we got to get potato cakes back in.
Oh, no, we're not doing potato cakes. We need to get some crumpets in.
Crumpets, yes. What about breakfast muffins?
Yeah, I'm down for that.
Bagels. What about bagels, yes.
Got to get bagels. Yes, bagels are there. Done.
What about fruit loaf?
Just no.
If only you could have seen his face.
Just no.
Look, variety is the spice of life. If you're thinking that this slice is getting a bit boring with the basic breads, then maybe we have got to start going down the fruit loaf and the potato cake route.
No, I don't think we do. We just need to get more interesting bread. We don't need to go for the big brands. We've done, like, I don't know, a dozen Warburton slices?
Yeah, Warburton's is around, man.
They're everywhere. It's everywhere. Can't get rid of them.
Can't. I'm not necessarily against them, but we have got to mix it up.
Yeah. Maybe we need to try and visit some, obviously not now, but at some point try and visit some more niche places, like a bakery or if we can get to like a hotel or like something like that where they make their own bread in their kitchen or whatever, that would be good.
Mm, yeah, that sounds good.
Until then, maybe just like the crumpets and the other interesting bread-based products. Maybe some wraps.
Yeah, wraps. You haven't some done them. Pitters, wraps. What about naan breads?
Yeah, naan bread. Yeah.
What about scones?
Yeah, I think we should do some scones, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, we should. It's going to be good.
Maybe we can get some... If we look at what other cultures around the world bake as their bread. Because I know that different cultures have different ways of making bread. And it's not... Like, they don't get a loaf out of it like we would. They get, like a flat loaf or some kind of flat bread or something that's just completely made completely differently.
Oh, that'd be good. That'd be good.
We can try some of those out as well.
Have we? I don't think we've done a Danish loaf yet, have we? I mean, we've done it in the past before, like pre-podcast.
We haven't recorded.
We haven't done Danish. And have we done tiger on the podcast?
No, we haven't.
See, we've got to get some tiger breads in. I do like a bit of tiger bread. Danish.
Yeah, well, there we go. Slice 13. Probably going to be the last one for a little while, so if no more get uploaded, we'll...
We died.
Yeah, we died, basically. And on that note... Carbs out.
Oh, he did it. He said it. I told you it was going to stick.
It's not going
to
stick.
Well, you just did it. But that's toast.